iCube is a program at Tennessee Tech University that partners with organizations in the realm of virtual reality. Recently, the Tennessee Aquarium shared a collaboration effort using Oculus virtual reality goggles that takes the wearer into a virtual stream and allows you to manipulate levels of pollution to explore the effects of conservation on the ecosystem. I visited the Tennessee Aquarium to speak with Amanda Ellis and Stephanie Scarborough with the development team from Tennessee Tech and Thaddeus Taylor from the Tennessee Aquarium.
You're involved with the education here at the Tennessee Aquarium.
Correct.
So now we have this Oculus headset that's kind of a 360-degree, like, full immersion thing?
Absolutely, and it's not just 360 degrees, you know, left and right. I mean, you can look up, you can look down, so it truly gives you a very immersive feel. We're able to take some of our small groups out to the Conasauga and snorkel, and that's the experience. We were wanting to have a lot of people experience, and I think it does a pretty good job. One improvement, though, it's much warmer.
So you have these virtual reality goggles, and it's kind of like science fiction in a way, because that's really the only place you see these kind of games.
Well, except this is a little more science reality. You know, we actually are taking real-life events, things that actually have impact on the health of an ecosystem, and specifically streams. So we're seeing these pollution events that occur, and then you're given the option to try some different approaches to try and counterbalance and correct for those issues. So it really is based in reality, even though it's virtual.
If you put the goggles on, which I haven't done yet, I hope to do that, you're going to be going down kind of a canyon. And what will you see?
You see a lot of species that represent the animals that you'd find in our local streams. We've got invertebrates like crayfish crawling around. We've got some big catfish. I hear they've named one of them Floyd, I believe. And some nice darters and trout and plants that are represented from our region as well. And then, you know, even changes to the topography, the bottom of the stream. There are shallow spots where perhaps you'd find a riffle in the wild, and then these deep pools. And so it really is kind of simulating these small streams that run right off the mountains.
Now, you'll be using this as part of your educational programming. We're not talking a reward system here. We're talking an actual, this is how you learn how to make a difference with conservation.
Yeah, the reward is to actually get to see the results of your actions. A lot of times when we take kids somewhere to you know, if you did a cleanup, that you get to see an immediate result. But a lot of times if you're planting things, you may have to wait months, years, a decade to actually see the improvement. But this is instantaneous. So I suppose that is kind of the science fiction part of it. We're not exactly 100% sure how this will translate into the classroom. Obviously, replicating this exact setup would mean for a number of disappointed children if they don't get the opportunity. Not that everybody would want to have the virtual reality experience. So probably with our on-site education, we'll end up doing a bit more full group, one big screen. So it won't be quite as immersive, but they'll still get to see the results of their actions.
So now I have the goggles on, and there are fish all over the place. I can turn and look all around. I can even look up at the bottom of the surface of the water. We have grass growing, and we have rocks, and lots of little fish. And I almost kind of want to dodge them because I don't want to hit a fish as I go by. There's even a few schools of fish coming straight at me. It's quite beautiful and very colorful. Are there any ways to control this?
So you're moving your head to control what you're looking at, but I'm actually going to put some pollution in the stream. So this is kind of where some of the control comes from.
Now it's getting murkier. It's getting like mud, and I can't see as far. What was a pristine kind of place is now really getting quite muddy. I can't see a whole lot of fish anymore, and if there's anything growing at all, it just kind of pops up like a rock just popped up, because my vision is now very, very cloudy. Now, how do I find what's causing this problem?
So we're going to jump you out of the water. You can see this little construction site in front of you, and we actually pop up text that kind of gives you information about what's going on.
All right. So I get to choose. Here we have the construction site. Soil is causing the problem. I can either put in a silt fence, I can plant vegetation, or I can filter the berm. How would you choose?
So I'm actually going to use a mouse to decide which one you do, but you just tell me which one you want to use.
I always want to plant vegetation.
Oh, well, that's a great option because we're going to jump you back in the stream. You're going to see that it cleared it all up. That's our best option for this scenario.
Wow, so it became clear again. Now I can see growing things. The fish are back. We lost all the fish during all of that. And although there still seems to be all sorts of amazing things going on here. This is so real that I feel like I'm going to bump into the fish when they come right in front of me. I kind of want to dodge them a little bit as I go. So what would a student be doing at this point in time? Would they be in control?
They'd be floating around, and the teacher outside would kind of be talking about all the indicator species they're seeing. This is modeled after a river in Tennessee, the Conestoga River. So all the fish are from here, actually. So the teachers would be saying these fish have mild, high, low levels of tolerance. And then you just go around, identify the ones that are alive. They'd put in a scenario, the teacher would, and then you'd kind of see which ones are dead and which ones are alive after that.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Just slide them off.
Almost taped a leaf. That was fun. And your name?
Amanda Ellis, Tennessee Tech University.
Go ahead and say your name.
Stephanie Smithers.
You're doing the graphics, or did the graphics, on a lot of these fish, and I have to say, I dodged the fish as I went through the water. Where was your inspiration for these?
Well, these are all actual indicator species, so all the references are actually from real fish, so we try to get it as realistic as possible.
And the numbers of the fish in the water, were they also realistic?
How many fish are in the water? Yes, they're actually all placed accordingly as well, because some fish will be in the shallow water, some fish will be more in the deeper water, so we try to get it as accurate as possible.
So, as I was going through this, you know, the direction and speed, of course, depending on basically where I was looking to a certain degree.
Right.
Sometimes there were schools of fish that seemed to come straight at me. Was that intentional, or are they just there?
They're just kind of there. They're kind of doing their own thing. They're on a path, so they switch around here and there. But it's also fun to put them in the middle, so that way people feel motivated to dodge them, to give them, you know, that actual immersive feel to it.
Was there a team of graphic artists on this, or a team of people involved?
Absolutely. It was a very dynamic group. You have your 3D guys, who is like me and a couple interns who are actually paint majors. I taught them, you know, how to do the whole 3D thing, and they're doing awesome. There's also some environmental scientists involved that are, they're still students, but they gave us all the information and all the facts and where to put everything. And then you got like project managers. It's all over the board. Like, we had a whole group of people, probably about 10 to 12.
The graphics in the simulation look very much like a computer game, and being able to traverse the stream by simply moving your head to look in the direction you want is amazing. I really did spend quite a bit of time dodging the fish and rocks that were part of the simulation. The partnership of iCube with Tennessee Tech University and the Tennessee Aquarium has produced an educational experience that falls just short of actually snorkeling that cold, cold river. In fact, being able to manipulate the scenarios and keeping the students safe and dry might even give the Oculus Rift virtual reality conservation game an edge up by comparison. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.